everyone. My name is Ashita Kabra, and I'm the founder and CEO of BuyRotation. BuyRotation is a social fashion rental app where you can lend and rent designer fashion with each other. I created BuyRotation so as to empower the average consumer so that they can take charge of their fashion consumption. You can save money, make money, and save the planet one rental at a time. This is our brand podcast On Rotation, and today you're joining us for an exclusive episode at the Me London Hotel, where we're having our London Fashion Week pop-up in collaboration with Ukrainian fashion label Cult Naked. We're joined by Mary Firtas, their founder and creative director. Mary, welcome to the show. So we have Mary here with us, the founder and creative director of Cult Naked. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I love to be with you. You know that. So I'm so excited for this.
I know. I mean, we're friends anyway. Yes. So it's funny having you on like a more formal setting and a podcast recording.
Without a drink in the hand.
We'll stick to the water just on screen. So Mary, you founded Cult Naked in 2018.
Yes.
And prior to that, you were a photographer for Harper's Bazaar, Vogue. You've done a lot of great editorials.
Yeah.
And Cult Naked has grown strength to strength since its founding in 2018. I mean, you've dressed A-listers such as the Jenners, Ariana Grande, so many others. And most recently, you were announced and listed as one of Vogue Business's 100 innovators. I mean, I'm not surprised at all, but I'm so excited to share your story with our community.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is so nice.
So I love to ask all my guests on the show, what's currently on your rotation? And that can be a book, you know, some shoes, a song. Yeah, I know you love dancing.
Oh, yes. Yes. My latest obsession is actually, so apart from the whole Beyonce Renaissance craze, I'm obsessed, like just as everyone. I'm very much into, so Tinashe is wearing our brand a lot recently. I had like seen, I think like 5 looks last week. And I have been a fan of her music since like 2014, and she just released this album, and there's a song Needs, and our look was in a music video, and then there's this None of My Business, so I keep on listening to that. I really like this type of music. Then what else is on rotation? I think like maybe, can I say sports?
Yes.
Is it weird? Please. I'm obsessed. I went to Mallorca recently, you know, so I became...
The tan is popping.
Thanks. I'm actually washing out really fast, so spray tan is going to be the solution. Anyway, I have hooked myself on hiking so bad. Like, I'm obsessed. I bought this ugly new shoes. they're just, like, comfy, so everyone's, like, recommending them. But I'm going to just keep on going. So hiking is, like, my thing, and it really keeps you
hiking and ugly shoes.
Hiking and ugly shoes forever.
I love
runs in the family.
Love it. And that's why you're in fantastic shape as well.
Thank
this summer
you.
Of 2023.
Thank you.
But I feel like it's so much a part of your brand as well, right?
Yeah.
So like for someone who doesn't know the Cult Naked brand.
Yeah.
What is it? Who is she? She's Mary, I guess.
Yes, she's Mary. I'm actually, so the brand started because I would always like, I love to party. Did I mention that? I love to party. I was always like trying to look unique. I was always into fashion since I was a kid. And, you know, going to the parties, I don't want to look, you know, you have by rotation. So you understand the psychology behind that. I wanted to look unique. I wanted to look like one of a kind all the time. So I would just like, I would be on a budget, so I would always like buy some, I don't know, Zara or whatever. And I didn't want to look like everyone else. So I'm always like, you know, cutting my pieces, stitching everything. I would just do everything just right before the party. Like friends are drinking on the balcony and I'm like, oh, this is going to be my new top. So, and you know, the ideas would come like easily straight off like there. And I'm like, this is the look. This is the vibe. I feel it. And people started to ask me, where is this from? Da, da, da. And I'm like, this sounds like money.
So I love that.
Yeah, I just decided like I have to give this feeling to other people, really. So I decided that I'm going to start the brand. And my go-to thing would be actually wearing a little mini shorts underneath a mini skirt. And I would really love how miniskirts look like. It always gave me this feeling like, you know, I'm a Helmut Newton woman, you know, this kind of powerful. It's not, you know, it's not cheesy. It's mature, sexy, kind of cool. And so I would just like put the shorts underneath because I was never comfortable, and comfort is 100% my thing. What a cheesy thing to say. Anyway.
But it's so true, though, because I mean, with high fashion, a lot of it looks very uncomfortable.
A lot. I have
so worked, chic, but uncomfortable.
Yeah, I have worked with so many brands, like as an influencer, And you know, you would.
And go, as a photographer as well.
And you would go to fittings and you would try all this fabulous stuff. But man, how did they dance in this, you know? So I would always be, this would be my big concern. And so I just decided I'm going to do this court, and this court should be not sporty, not look like it's weird from the high school from the 90s, you know. So it was the slick pink satin thing, and it just blew up. So this is for a woman who loves the comfort, and everyone who's wearing Cult Naked, everyone has this particular thing that tell me that, like, everyone's like, I'm the centerpiece of the room when I'm wearing that. Like, I feel alive. It's this kind of, I don't know. I live in my kind of like a fantasy world. Yeah, it's like my fantasy world, like an alter ego that I have. Like when I listen to my music and then I'm like dressing up, and I love, you know, staring at myself in the mirror, all these girly things that girls usually don't talk about. So I just, it's like, you know, it's so inspiring. So this getting ready to the party or anything is much cooler than the actual party usually. Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. You know, I have this vibe, and then I just transcend it to the people around when I come in. And basically, Cult Naked is this essence of the energy that you have within yourself. And I'm trying to like put it in the clothes, which is a funny task.
I love that. And tell me a little bit about your background. I mean, there's going to be like quite a few aspiring designers who are tuning in. How do you open up a fashion label if you don't have the background and the training from studying at, you know, one of these universities?
In Ukraine, there's no such... I'm from Ukraine, so this whole thing is not as developed as in London, for example. But I just kind of... I had a problem. I solved it. And, you know, business is always solving some kind of a problem, and it's the best way to do it. I had a lot of experience in fashion. I've seen a lot of clothes all the time. I've been shooting a lot of stuff. I know how stuff fits, sits, you know, all this. So experience is probably the best way, and like trying.
So like actually being on ground, having practical experience.
It's just the practical thing for me. I'm not really a fan of theory. I try everything. So I started as a photographer because I decided to do so. I didn't have like a usual photographer way. Like I was shooting flowers and, you know, stuff and like funny portraits, and then I went to like shooting people more serious. I was like, I need to do something in my life. I'm like opening Vogue because, you know, and I'm like, I cannot be an editor, not, this is too like, no, boring. Then I'm like, I cannot be a model, obviously. And then I'm like,
I don't know about that, but okay.
It wasn't working that way.
You knew your strengths, and where you could add value.
Yeah, and I was like, I always thought I'm gonna be a makeup artist for like, because I love doing makeup and stuff. And then I'm like, yeah, maybe something more like, I'm gonna be a photographer. So I look at the picture. I'm gonna be a photographer, and I invited my friend over. I took the camera. I styled her, did her makeup, and then I just like,
you did a shoot.
I did a shoot.
I love
and
it.
And I knew some Photoshop before from my other funny experience, and I was like 15.
Yeah, amazing.
And I just like Photoshopped her, made her look, all her pimples go away, and I became the legend of the school on the next day.
That's amazing.
Where I was in school still, like in high school.
What was that clone tool on Photoshop to get rid of the pimples?
I don't remember what I used at the time because my knowledge was kind of...
But I love it. You learned it on the job. And I think, like, I don't like to use the word hustle.
Yeah.
But there was a bit more like, I want to make it. And if there's no way for me to learn it, and if there's no way for me to get in, then I'll go and make my own path.
I'm just maybe not a very, like, I don't think I'm of, like, how do I say that? Not really, like, an educational, like, I'm not going to go and, I'm going to try first if I like it.
Yeah.
So I just did that. And in the school, I went to school on the other day. Like, I photoshopped everything in the evening.
And you were the most popular girl in school.
Yeah. Posted it on the Facebook. And then I'm like, next morning I'm in school and everyone's like, can you do me the same thing? I'm like, yeah. It was like, at the time, it was like $20.
Oh my God, $20. I love.
So this is how I started my path.
So clearly always been very entrepreneurial.
Yeah, I think that's like my thing. I like it. I like to, you know, you can do work for free.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. And I like that. And I mean, tell me a little bit more about building Cult Naked. So you were a photographer.
Yeah.
How did you, and then you told us about why you decided that it would make sense for you to create your own label.
Yeah.
Cult Naked. What's in the name?
What's in the name? So the name would always be, we were joking with my friends always that you're like, oh, you're always naked. Everybody tells me this all the time, but like, I see no point in walking around dressed. So it's funny because, you know,
well,
it's not a naked brand. There's much more
naked
brands. Like, we're all like leather or stuff or like sport. So basically, you're always dressed.
I do love that dress. I mean, you look fantastic.
So
it's such a great cut.
It's so
great
fun.
Great color.
Thank you. So it was, I was trying to build a me version of a brand, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, you are the creative director.
So yeah.
I guess it embodies Mary, really.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really want to make up some crazy concept that doesn't fit my, you know, idea, that I always would lose it or have to, like, have it in the writing. Like,
that's
this is what we do. I know what we do.
It has to be natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want to, you know, I'm not even, I didn't even know how to put it in words, you know, because, like, I don't talk about it. I do it.
Yeah.
So
sorry, I'm, like, putting you on the spot and, like, tell me the brand. Explain it to me.
Yeah. So, no, it's fine. I learned it eventually. But basically, it's just about being yourself. And with the name, it's super funny because I did not know how to name it. So I take my friend. We would sit in the car and I'm like, okay, here we have, like, a pack of cigarettes. We're not coming out until we are making up the name, because I have been already, it's 3 months in building the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The business plan, the everything, no name. It was pressure.
It's so funny because a lot of times, and I know we never talk about it out loud, but this is the truth. You know, some people will be like, oh, I really want to create a business or a startup, but I want to get the Instagram handle first. And you're like, but all the names are taken.
Yeah.
Like, all the words are taken.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's actually crazy.
It's crazy. It's very crazy. And I'm not, like, fully, I don't feel like the name right now describes what actually is happening in the brand. But still, it's, like, my core.
Yeah.
And, yeah, let it flow.
Do you think it's going to evolve over time? Like, right now, it's, like,
it's always evolving.
Yeah.
So I got pregnant. I had a baby. There was COVID.
I can't tell at all, by the way. Like, we'll do another episode about your fitness regime. Harry Potter trivia.
And Harry Potter trivia. So I would always go, like, you know, it's always changing. And I'm changing. I never do what I don't feel like doing.
Yeah.
Even within the brand, like, fuck the strategy, whatever. I have to do what I'm feeling because this seems right. And at some point I was like, maybe this is, you know, not a good name for the brand or stuff like that. But now I keep on being in that, you know, I started feeling it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
Well, actually, this is super interesting because, as you said, you know, you've got the personality as, like, the founder, the creative director. You're also an influencer. You're also in a lot of the campaigns. So you are a model, actually. How do you feel about sometimes not feeling the brand and the face of it? How do you, like, you know, how do you kind of deal with that?
That's a good
question. You don't feel like partying.
No, sometimes you don't. That's a good question. Sometimes, I mean, every designer, I'm sure every designer goes like, I cannot stand this collection anymore. Like, I cannot look at those fucking trousers, you know? You know, you're like, you get you're a human being. You get tired of things. But the thing about Cult Naked is we always, it's very simple.
Mm.
The items are very simple. They're good fit. They don't get out of, every time I'm trying to wear something else, I'm like, no, comfort, fit, and I'm going back to my stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's, I would like to say, oh, I get tired and, you know, burn out, but really, it's such an endless ocean to explore, even with the styling and stuff, because the item's so pretty and simple. And
there's like a few basics that you can dress in different ways.
It's actually, you know, people call it party wear all the time, and it's easier in terms of PR, but I feel like it's a basic brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's base. It's like you, it's like you're naked. But you're wearing stuff. So, yeah.
No, I love that. And tell me a little bit more about building a brand in 2018, which is like a year and a half before COVID hit.
Yeah.
And most recently, you know, there's been a war in Ukraine for more than a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you've probably had to displace your, you know, your office, your business, your colleagues, where things are being produced.
Okay. So, and not really. We're lucky. So let's start with the COVID. COVID was actually, I feel like, it was the best thing that could happen to online businesses. We were solemnly D2C. Everybody was pretty bored on COVID, started like shopping. Everyone went online. And this is where we are. So it was kind of a breakthrough for us. Actually, when I thought it was a major crisis, we're never, ever, ever going out of home. But then it happened. So that people started to shop, and we had items that would be really cool for, like, you know, some in-home style, street style that people made eventually.
And this probably came from your amazing eye as well, because you shoot amazing content. It's very engaging. I mean, you guys need to tune in and look at the Instagram channels. They're super fun.
It's fun. I love to do this because I'm not like putting too much out because it takes a lot of energy, but I love art directing the shoots. It's because I've been a photographer, so it's natural. And so speaking about the war, we didn't have to move anywhere because we're in the western part of the country, and it's nowhere safe, but people don't really want to go anywhere because it's the home. It's so much, it's really crazy what's happening. It's been, I think, the most challenging thing we all had in our lives, and it's horrible. I cannot stop talking about it, so I'm always...
You're very vocal about it.
Yeah, I cannot be silent. I'm going to fight for this country. We're all going to fight for this country. So, yeah, it's sometimes more dangerous than the other times. Like, I've been to Ukraine recently. There was huge bombing, and we were, like, in the... We didn't make it to the shelter because it was so fast. Everything happened so rapid, even though we're like the furthest city from the front.
And it's crazy how, I mean, it shows the Ukrainian spirit, how you guys have just fought on with these enemies, really, who are meant to be a much larger and powerful country.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like Russia is trying to attack us since their existence. They exist because they were trying to attack us. It's like... Ukrainians, we don't have any kind of way to get out of this. Like, not fighting means death. You know what they do to people under occupation. This is insane. There's no way out of it by just talking, because you don't talk to terrorists, really.
Yeah. But how, I suppose, do you balance, you know, kind of spreading joy, talking about, you know, this amazing Ukrainian fashion people that you've built, while also talking about the war? Because you do talk about it quite frequently, you know, publicly on your channels. And how can we, you know, people who are tuning in, support?
They're like, she's partying, and then she's like, yes, so there was bombing. It became the part of the life, unfortunately. And the only thing people in the West can do is reach out to the government, ask for more arms. That's the only thing.
And support.
We're gonna fight. We have no other choice. The West has been really generous, but it's getting really slow, and there's people that are dying, and like a lot of my friends died on this. So it's very hard to juggle this, but it's my work. I cannot stop the work. I know that basically there's not a lot of people who really care about this because it sounds very far away, and like, just, I understand how human nature is.
But I suppose with, you know, Cult Naked always talking about Ukraine and kind of celebrating its Ukrainian history and roots, that sort of brings it back.
It kind of makes it more relatable, because this is the fashion girly that's always with you around, and I'm always in the crowd, and then, you know, you're like, oh, where are you from? Oh, you grow Ukraine.
helps people think about it, even if even if we can't do something about it every day.
Yeah,
but at least we're thinking about it.
It's a second full-time job explaining everyone how's. Everyone's like, "Oh, is this over?" Like, no,
Yeah.
Anyway,
and obviously you've been displaced since the war. You've spent time in London, and now you're based in Poland. But between London and Poland,
I'm like in Ukraine. Between of everything because I have stuff to do in Ukraine, and it's easier logistically from Warsaw. But I'm currently like I'm always flying. I'm never there. So
living in a suitcase, basically, with your family.
Yeah.
I mean, tell us a little bit about your involvement with London Fashion Week. I mean, we're doing a pop-up together here at Me London Hotel.
Yeah.
And it's so great that you're part of the London scene as well. You know, as I mentioned, you've just been listed as one of the top 100 Vogue business innovators, which is so well-deserved. I mean, tell us a little bit more about this recognition and what you're doing in the London fashion scene.
This has been such an insane moment for me. You know, it's very hard for, I think I'm doing a good job with the brand in terms of people wear it, people buy it. Mm-hmm. This is important and it's not fast fashion. It's max top sustainable as it can be, as a fashion brand can be.
You rewear it in so many different ways.
Yes, and also like we're trying to get the coolest fabrics, the most technological fabrics. Then, you know, it's all sourced. We're made in Ukraine. There's like, this is my office that we're doing it in. So it's very, very fashion forward, really, if you compare it to a lot of labels, a lot. Like most of the stuff is done in China. And, you know, there's bad stories about this. Mm-hmm. So to me, but the brand itself is not, you know, it's the base, but it's not really like, oh, it's not really a highlight of, you know, it's not a fashion week show. Mm-hmm. It's not this kind of cool designer thing. It's like a sexy brand and people still have stigma about the whole sexiness and like the girlies.
But there's different ways to layer it as well. If you don't feel that comfortable, like wearing like one of your tops, wear it with like a shirt or something.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, like fashion cool people is, you know, the crowd. So it's hard to like break through this. Mm. And I feel like it's such a big achievement that like they now take different people to this kind of list. And I'm very, very happy. The things that we did to get into this is like enormous job of my team, and we're all very proud. I'm very, very grateful to the editors of Vogue Business. This is actually insane. So good.
It's very well deserved.
Thank believe you. It or not. Thank you so much.
So, I mean, so many great highlights, right? One of the things that I love, which is how we met, is we met through our common friend, Chrissy Rutherford.
Yes.
She's so great.
Bless her.
I know. She's been on the series as well, by the way.
Okay.
She's going to be so excited when she sees you on it.
Sisters.
But tell me, like, you've got some amazing people wearing Cult Naked.
Yeah.
Right? And again, you know, there are going to be some designers on here who are going to be like, how do I manage this? How do we get this on Megan Fox and the Jenners and Ariana Grande?
Okay.
What are the tips and tricks?
So we're very Hollywoodish in terms of our style. And we just really, things I like to wear, I'm very inspired. When I was a kid, I was like MTV and everything. You know, so a lot of this comes from the memories of my childhood, of what the cool
it's
girls...
It's giving me a bit 90s and 2000s as well.
Yeah, it's 2000s a lot.
Yeah.
And it's always like, you know, what the cool girlies were wearing and stuff. And it was always so inspiring to me. And I was so curious about this. So, you know, the celebrities right now basically wear a lot of this kind of style. And we just kind of hit the mark, you know, hit the spot. And it all kind of helps with the good fit. We work really hard on making the fit so good. Mm-hmm. The quality is so good because I have everything in house. And this is very cool. We just make the pants that Kendall Jenner cannot stop wearing. I wonder why. Maybe because it fits so good. You know, so that is the top secret. All the stylists give us the same feedback. You know, the fit is amazing. It's gorgeous. They feel sexy. They look great in this. They're like paparazzi ready. So that would be the one thing that got us really fast on track.
I love that.
Yeah. And of course, you know, when you're like, nice and cool and fun and the style is just like you, it helps a lot.
I'm talking about me.
That was super cute. I love that. Yeah. But it's so true. I feel like the focus on product needs to be there.
Yeah.
A lot of times people are like, oh, I think I want to create a new brand. Here's my idea. And then execute it without thinking about the product.
So the product is very, I am always hooked up on like the quality. I'm obsessed with this. Maybe even overly too much. Mm-hmm. Seeing a lot of things in the industry and I'm like, yeah, this designer is like 3 times more expensive than us. And seriously, the stitches?
But this is the thing, because you said you have a focus on quality and the fit.
Yeah.
You've got Kendall Jenner repeatedly wearing your trousers. It wasn't just a one-time thing.
I think like 8 times or something.
That's amazing.
Same.
That's so great. I love that. And super useful, I think, for any, you know, emerging designers that are also tuning in.
And it's just, you know, my mom is always like, these are just leather trousers. You can buy this at Zara. Why? And I'm like, because... And then she got once and then she's like, these are the best. And
I want to see a pic of your mama because she also sounds awesome.
Hot. She's 64, 65.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, she's rocking the leather trousers. She's like, this is the best fit. And she has a very different body from Kendall Jenner. So that speaks volumes.
Mary, you know, you've got product that's being worn by amazing people all over the world. What is next for Cult Naked? And what is next for Mary? Mary Fertes.
Okay, so next for Cult Naked is shoes and bags. Finally.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
So excited. We have this guy who does like all this Alexander McQueen, cool artsy shoes. And they're not going to be like too artsy, but I just want the comfortable, right fit shoe.
Love that.
And for me, I just, you know, I'm aligned with the brand. So I'm always like, I'm just trying to grow. I'm just trying to, you know, have this amazing community. I really enjoy all the people that I know through my job. It's so fun, like meeting you, you know, a lot of incredible people, and I love to be around. This is so inspiring. So I think, for me, just more cool friends, having fun, all this kind of stuff. And yeah, I hope to win the war soon. It's not like I'm fighting on the front line, but you know what I mean. It's just this is always in the background of my mind. This is the biggest wish ever, and everything else comes after, basically.
It's been so lovely having you on the show, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's so nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
I'm so grateful. And, you know, we also have had Cult Naked on the Buy Rotation app for people to rent and try. But I promise you, if you guys rent it, you will end up buying Cult Naked for yourself. Guys, so I love to do a trivia segment.
The trivia.
She loves it. She's on it. You know, this was going to be a Harry Potter episode, but I'll make it part of the trivia.
She just asked me if I know who Harry Potter was.
Okay, well, let's start with that one then. Hogwarts. Which house are you?
I'm like, I wish to be in Slytherin because I see myself as this, but I'm in Gryffindor because, this is not to be like, not to be like Harry Potter kind of thing, but I'm Ukrainian. Ukrainians are brave, honest, cool. So that's where I would end up with, even though Slytherin is really tempting.
That's a great answer. Okay, next question.
Okay.
If you could dress anyone in the world in Cult Naked, who would it be?
Harry Potter world or a normal world?
She's still there. No, in the normal world.
You know, I really like this girl. She was just a prime minister of Finland and resigned. Sanna Marin. Oh my God. If you're watching this, like, there's a high chance, actually, she's watched because she's cool. So I would love to dress her.
I love that answer because everyone usually says some like A-list celebrity.
Yeah. Well, so it's lucrative for sure, but like just she's so cool and she's so pro-Ukraine. I love this.
I love that. That's super sweet.
Yeah.
I already know the answer to this one.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask it for you know, people tuning in.
Okay.
Go-to drinks order.
So I would, my standard, like all-time favorite is whiskey Coke. And I'm really hooked on margaritas, but I look really bloated afterwards. So spicy margaritas, like the drink of the soul, but I cannot. And usually I end up with a champagne.
That is the answer that I knew.
Thank you, Mary. We loved it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.